All right, folks, here we go. Another week. We're getting ready for the divisional round. As Chris Berman once said, the greatest weekend in football is here. Obviously, we thought about what happened with with Wild Card Weekend, but Wild Card Weekend went differently this time. Super Wild Card Weekend. Only one road team won in the six games. Obviously, it will be different if more road teams win here, but anything can happen. So, like I said, without further ado, we'll get into these matchups here. Green Bay and Tennessee begins their journey after having a bye week. So the first big matchup here, the first matchup will be tomorrow. Obviously, Tennessee and the Bengals, it's not a sexy matchup, and it's the only matchup that wasn't in the regular season. The other three were. So obviously, this is going to be interesting. Tennessee is coming off of a very tough season with a lot of injuries. They've used a lot of people, but they got great news. Derrick Henry is healthy again. He's been activated, and he will be in the lineup tomorrow. But the Bengals are a team that might be on a mission. They broke the longest, a 30-year losing streak in the postseason from their last win. And obviously, Joe Burrow is a quarterback on the rise, and Ja'Marr Chase might already be one of the five best receivers in this league right now. So, all right, whoever wants to start off first, go ahead to make the prediction.
Okay, that's cool. With Cincinnati, you mentioned they had the longest losing streak in NFL history, or not in history, in the NFL, I should say. This is a game that these two teams met back in 1991 in the playoffs. Cincinnati won 27-14, and up until last week, that was the last win they ever had, or that was the last win they had in the playoffs. So, they're going back to where they started. And like you said, Joe Burrow has been awesome. He started off the season, he put up good numbers and all, but he was turning the ball over a lot. He had an NFL leading 14 interceptions through the first 13 weeks of the season, but over the last five games they played, he had zero, and they've picked it up a lot. On top of that, they have just a really good and talented young core on offense, especially with Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Joe Mixon, etc. Tennessee, though, they're the healthiest they've been probably all year. They've used more players in games than any team in a non-strike season. So any team in NFL history in a non-strike season. And they're still sitting at the number one seed. And they got Derrick Henry coming back. They got Julio Jones and A.J. Brown back and healthy. So, this is a team that could be dangerous in the playoffs. And this game, this might not be the sexiest matchup of the weekend, but this is going to be an exciting one. But in the end, Tennessee's going to get the victory, I think. They're just that good a team, man. They've fought through this whole season. They've played great, and they're going to keep it going. I think Derrick Henry's going to come back and have a big one. So I'm going Tennessee here with a final score of 33-23.
All right, Kwame, go ahead.
This is an interesting game, even though it's probably the least sexiest game, and as you see, they put it on first. But I see a lot of intrigue. To hear that Derrick Henry is back, that makes a big difference. And they got the wide receivers back. Now, in terms of quarterbacks, I actually have more respect for Joe Burrow, and he's young. But Tannehill has been steady. He's been at least competent. But, nothing special to me about Mr. Tannehill. But having Derrick Henry back definitely helps his situation big time. But I'm a big fan of Burrow, and with their offensive line, and it's just that their defense is looking pretty good. So this actually, I'm a little more intrigued about this game now that almost seems kind of even. However, I think I'm going to lean on Tennessee, and I think it'll be, let's say, 27-20.
Well, like I said, I mean, this is going to be interesting. These two teams know they don't really know each other very well, but like I said, this is the only matchup of the four that was not in the regular season. So there's a lot of unfamiliarity with these two teams, but it should be interesting to see. With Cincinnati, it's interesting because they haven't been in this kind of territory in over 30 years. This is their first divisional game in 31 years. So, like I said, going back to the days of Boomer Esiason. But obviously, you know, Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase have been rolling over the last several weeks. Like I said, Ja'Marr Chase finished with the fifth most receiving yards in the league. And Burrow has obviously turned this thing, you know, from being one of the more turnover-prone quarterbacks to being a guy that can be very serious. And they've been good on the road this year. But like I said, you deal with Tennessee, and that crowd out there in Nashville, it's going to be very interesting to see, you know. Obviously, I'm watching SmackDown, and they're in Nashville, so who knows? Some of these WWE guys could be at the game tomorrow. Who knows? But in all seriousness, this should be very interesting. But I agree with both of y'all. I think Tennessee being at home and the flow of this postseason, as we've come to know, is very much what it is. And look, and by the way, Tennessee doesn't have to worry about the Ravens, because if the Ravens played, then I would go differently. But this is the Bengals. It's not a lot of history here, not a lot of data. So at the end of the day, I think, you know, the Derrick Henry factor is going to really matter. He's going to rush. He's going to blow Bobai. I think he's going to have at least 130 yards from scrimmage, at least. And that should be enough. So Tennessee should hold on and win. And the final score, I think it's going to be a close battle, though. I do not see Tennessee just dominating. But Tennessee wins a close one, and the final score, 31-27.
Okay. No, if I may add one more thing. I'm not sure Mr. Henry is going to have a lot of yards. I wonder if he's going to be more of a decoy. We'll see how well he's healed. But
yes,
having him there puts Cincinnati's defense in a precarious situation, and how many times he's going to be used on play action, and will allow Tannehill to do some things downfield. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah. All right. We
He's going to be he could have a big game. It depends on how healthy he is, but even if he's not healthy, just him being out there, defenses are
going
to have to respect him.
So,
All right. We're going to go to the nightcap. And this one, like I said, both number one seeds, both five teams play on tomorrow night, on Saturday. Obviously, for Green Bay, they came out with the best record in the league, 13-4, which was also tied with Tampa Bay. But, like I said, it's going to be interesting. Bitter cold. It's cold everywhere. Very cold around this country, especially here in this East Coast. Obviously, out there in Green Bay, it's going to be like barely above zero. But obviously for San Francisco, this is a big matchup for them. They came in playing with house money, a come-from-behind win to just get into the postseason. And then they survived that three-ring circus that was the Cowboys game. But obviously, it's time to get serious. Obviously, for Aaron Rodgers, he's had a kind of a mixed bag in his career against the 49ers, but unfortunately in the postseason, he's 0-3 against them, including a loss at home as well. So a lot of barrels to go through. Like I said, these two teams met on a Sunday night in week 3. So big matchup here. Like I said, a lot on the line for both teams, with a spot in the NFC Championship at stake here. So go right ahead.
Okay, so, this is a, you know, this is a game where I think people overlook the Niners, man. you know, going back to the preseason, we picked we always pick our Final Four teams and then the Super Bowl and Super Bowl champions. I still got a shot at getting all the Final Four teams right. And one team that I picked in the NFC Championship game was the Niners. And, you know, they started off the season, they weren't too hot. And we saw them early in the year against the Eagles. They didn't look all that great. They started off the season 3-5. They weren't too hot. But they've won 8 of the last 10. And they're playing really well. Deebo Samuel, once again, last week was a beast. They do have some injuries, in particular Jimmy Garoppolo with a shoulder problem. But I don't think that's going to be too much of an issue. I think Kyle Shanahan will have a great game plan, and I think that Niners offense will move the ball. Like you said, in Green Bay, it's going to be cold. It's going to be a high of 19, low of 7. No snow, though, and that's big. But the Packers are going to have potentially some key players back from injuries that have been out for a while in David Bakhtiari and Jair Alexander. So, you know, those are some major players that are potentially coming back. We'll see. But in the end, you know, the Niners, they're 3-0. Well, 3-0 against Aaron Rodgers in Aaron Rodgers' career. And I think they're going to go to 4-0 here. I just think, I don't know, man. I picked them preseason. I like the team coming into the year. They've come on strong over the last 2 months, and they're just playing really well. And even though Green Bay is the number one seed, I haven't been all that impressed with them all year. I don't know, man. I just don't think that offense in Green Bay is overrated. I don't think it's that good. And they got a nice defense overall, but I think the Niners are going to put up points, and the Niners are going to get the victory. And I'm going to put the final score. It'll be a tight one, but Niners win 34-31.
Okay. I like that. This game, like I said, you got Green Bay being the number one seed. Nice rest. And the 49ers coming in after that crazy game in Dallas. I am on a rooting interest, I'm rooting for the 49ers. I'm just not sure I can predict that they're going to pull this off. And mainly because of the dude behind the center, Mr. Jimmy G. He tried his best to throw away that game in Dallas. And I just can't trust this guy. And when you have Rodgers on the other side, it's tough for me to go against. Like I said, with the 49ers, you mentioned Deebo. I mean, I love that guy. I mean, he does everything on the field. And Green Bay, of course, has their wide receiver. I know I forgot his name, that chance. But
Devontae Adams.
You have his defense.
Devontae Adams.
Defense. They have a bad rushing defense. And I know that's where Deebo can definitely take advantage running through them. And I like what San Fran did that in Dallas by putting up about 150 yards, I think it was, on the ground. So I think they could still pull that part off. I just wonder if Jimmy G is going to mess it up somehow at the end. So I'm going to have to lean on Green Bay. The slightly lower score, so I think it's going to be quite nippy up there, too. 24-20.
You're picking Green Bay, right?
Yes.
All right, well, like I said, I have to break this tie here, you know. But obviously to this matchup, like I said, I mean, these are two teams that played in Week 3. Like I said, Green Bay was in control of that game. 49ers tried to steal it. They got a late touchdown, but then Green Bay needed a field goal, and Aaron Rodgers knows how to do that, break your heart, and that's exactly what he did. Obviously, for Green Bay, it's not been the kind of year that you would think of them. Obviously, they played well enough to be a championship contender, but like I said, they've been kind of floozy when it comes offensively. Like I said, it's been basically the Devontae Adams show. And obviously, they run the ball very well with A.J. Dillon and and the other quarterback, Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. So obviously this is going to be kind of a game, and people kind of forgotten, both of y'all kind of forgotten how good that running game has been at times. And this is going to be one of those kind of games where you're going to have to run the ball, and I think that's what's going to happen. Obviously for the 49ers, they can do anything offensively. Deebo Samuel has been by far the most unique player, one of the best weapons in the league this year. He had a great game on Sunday against the Cowboys, and obviously the rookie Mitchell, number 25, can't pronounce his first name, but like I said, he run the ball very well, ran right down their throats. But like I said, this is going to be tough because, like I said, history has told me that the 49ers will find a way, but this game is in Green Bay. It's going to be cold. It's going to go right up the alley of Aaron Rodgers. Like I said, Aaron Rodgers barely ever loses at home. He has only two losses at home in the postseason in his career. So this is a big deal. But I'm going to agree with Kwame here. I'm going to go with Green Bay. I just think that with everything that's going on with 49ers, they play with house money. Obviously, you can only go as far as you can in the NFL with that kind of mindset. But this is going to be tough. It's going to be a tough environment and everything else. So I'm going to go with the pack here. So Green Bay wins a close one, a tight one, and the final score 27-24.
Okay. Like I said, I hope Matt is right because we found out that Aaron is a jackass. So I'm rooting for the 49ers. So I will be rooting for him.
Yeah, personal vendettas aside, I mean, I'm not a big Rodgers fan either, but hey, respect. You don't hate the player, hate the game. Or the other way around. You know how it is. All right, now we move to Sunday. And very intriguing matchups, obviously. Like I said, we'll start with the early one, the afternoon game, 3 o'clock. Obviously, for the Rams, they're coming off of a surprising win on a Monday night playoff game. They easily beat – these two teams are coming off big wins, easy wins. But obviously for the Rams, all their eggs in the basket, the money that they've spent, the draft picks they've given up for this opportunity, and obviously getting Matt Stafford a shot, his first shot at legit, you know, situation. But you got to go against the GOAT and the defending Super Bowl champs. And obviously, compared to most areas, it's going to be nice and warm down there. And you should know, you're living down there. Temperatures in the 70s, mid-70s on Sunday. Critical matchup here. Like I said, whoever wins this game, one step closer to a potential Super Bowl appearance. The Rams obviously hoping to still have a chance at doing what the Bucks did a year ago. And have home field at the big dance. So, go ahead.
All right, well, Stafford finally got his first win, his first postseason win last week. He's looking to get number two this week. And one player that helped him get that victory was Cam Akers, who basically had an amazing game last week, just 4 months from an Achilles injury. Torn Achilles, he had 95 total yards, so he had a great game. But this week they're going up against Tom Brady, and they're going into Tom Brady's house down here in Tampa, and that's usually not a great recipe for his success, especially considering that the Rams beat the Bucks earlier in the year in the regular season. Tampa Bay, since Brady got here, is 2-0 in the postseason against rematches versus teams they lost to in the regular season. On top of that, since Brady got here, the Rams are the only team that the Bucks have played that they haven't gotten a win against. They lost their 0-2 against the Rams. Last year, Brady and the Bucks went 0-1. They got swept in the regular season by the Saints, ended up beating down the Saints in the playoffs. Bottom line, if you beat Brady once, it's really tough to beat them twice in one season. And you're going down into Tampa, which, you know, it's not some massive home field advantage. It's not like it's Philly or Green Bay or, you know, Kansas City. But nonetheless, you're coming into enemy territory against the greatest quarterback of all time, and you got Matt Stafford, who isn't really a playoff-tested quarterback. Bottom line, Brady's the greatest. They're going to get the victory here. And, by the way, Tampa is it's not like it's some stretch, but I had Tampa in the Super Bowl, but, you know, Tampa and the Bills, basically. But we'll see about the Bills game. But nonetheless, Brady gets the victory. Once again, moves on in the NFC Championship game, or the Conference Championship game, I should say, for past history. And the Bucs win. Final score is going to be, I'm going to say, 36-30.
Okay. You got some high-scoring games there. I'm looking at some stats here, and I'm assuming they're including playoff yards. Tom Brady, number one, 5,316. And not too far behind is old Matt Stafford, 4,886, number three in the league. So that's at the top eight here, all quarterbacks are in the playoffs. So I'm assuming that's what they're adding in. So Brady's having one of his best years of his life after over 20 years of playing. And Tampa Bay's ranked number one in passing offense. So you have that. You got the Rams, who are flying across the country here, and Tampa Bay on a revenge, as you mentioned. And Brady's not one to normally lose to someone twice. And I also think Coach Arians is going to do everything he can to make sure that even though Tampa Bay is, you know, missing, what's his name come back? Wide receiver.
Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin?
I shouldn't look. Say again?
Chris Godwin?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's out for the year.
Gone. Okay. And even with him gone, and even with that nut gone, they still just seem to be rolling along. And so with the Rams, just like I feel about Jimmy G, I don't have faith in Stafford. He finally got his first playoff win. Congratulations. I just cannot see him coming to here, to the defending champs, and beating them for his second playoff win, even though the Rams have everybody you can think of on that team. So I'm going to have to lean on Tampa to cover. It's only a 3-point spread. I think Tampa will beat them 28-20.
Well, like I said, this is going to be interesting because, like I said, beating Brady once is one thing. Beating Brady a second time, like I said, not many teams can say that in one season, unless you're Peyton Manning or the 2010 New York Jets. But anyway, like I said, this is going to be interesting. I mean, like I said, these are two warm weather teams, so at least obviously blue collar cold weather teams is what are really left, but these are the only two that aren't representing in that situation. But obviously to this matchup, like I said, these two teams met. Brady has yet to beat the Rams since he became a Buccaneer, though. He's 0-2 against them. So, like I said, including in week 3 when these two teams met. Obviously, it was a tough matchup, but it was kind of a throwaway in Brady's way. He kind of looked at it and didn't take them as seriously as he needed to. And the Rams easily took them on in the second half. Like I said, I mean, this is going to be tough. I mean, like I said, looking back at last week, you know, Tampa Bay, they easily beat the Eagles, and they dominated, yes, but Brady got sacked 4 times, and if the Eagles were more aggressive and more consistent with their offensive setup, this could have been a different, I wouldn't say the outcome would change, but it would have been a much tougher game for Tampa Bay to win, as we all thought was as we thought it was going to be, but it wasn't. So, but obviously the Rams are a much different team than the Eagles. They're built to win it all. They brought in Odell Beckham, who had a great playoff game last week. Had a great game last week. Von Miller is healthy, and that's a dangerous look. Jalen Ramsey is one of the best corners in this game. And Stafford, like I said, he's had a great year. He's third in the league in passing. Obviously, Brady was first in the league in passing. So, and in passing touchdowns and all that. But it really doesn't matter in this matchup. I think defensively, both of these defenses are going to have to go after the other. But I think it's going to be more of a fact that the trenches, in the trenches, who wins in those in that battle is going to probably go on to win this game. And unlike y'all two, I picked the Rams to win the NFC, and I'm not going behind that now. They're in this round. They can win. They can be any team. And I think they'll find a way. And a lot of people are thinking that way, too. A lot of the national experts are thinking that way. They think the Rams can come down to your neck of the woods and take them. And I think so, too. So I'm going with the Rams here. I think it's going to okay. The Rams are going to find a way here. I really do. And I think they take control in the fourth quarter, too. So L.A., they have a chance in Big Bay in them. Rams win. Final score, 33-24.
What was that score again? What was the score again? It got chopped up.
Yeah, 33-24. That's what I got.
Oh, 33-24. Okay, look at you, Paul. You got the Rams not just winning, but coming in there and stomping with the big dogs. Wow.
Man, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, but...
Yeah, we shall see. Now, if Matt is right about San Fran, then the next day, Tampa's going to be fired up knowing that they could host the NFC Championship game the following week. So, we shall see. We shall see.
All right, now we get to the last game and maybe the most important game of this weekend. Like I said, these two teams... They know each other well, and like I said, they fought before last year in the AFC Championship game. In the regular season, these two teams met on Sunday Night Football Week 5, and the Buffalo Bills easily took care of the Chiefs, easily. But obviously, both teams have changed and have not been the same since then. The Bills got sidetracked and were lost for several weeks, while the Chiefs, after a slow start, turned their defense around and became one of the better defenses in the league. But obviously, offensively, at times, you know what they're all about. Obviously, the Bills, ironically, a loss in Tampa Bay turned this around. They came back and they nearly won that game. And ever since then, they haven't lost. And here they are looking like a team that we thought they were going to be at the start of the year. These two teams are playing at their best right now. And they're going into this matchup gung-ho for a shot, potentially, at getting back to the big show. So, big matchup here on Sunday night between these two teams, two of the best quarterbacks in the league, Josh Allen and the Rocket. Big matchups. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, this is a big rematch from a playoff matchup of last year, and obviously a matchup of earlier this season, and like you said, earlier this year, the Bills blew them out 47-17. But both these teams have had issues throughout the year. Like you said, the Bills, after that victory, they went into funk and basically gave up what looked to be, at the time, almost a lock for them to be have home field advantage and potentially be the Super Bowl team from the AFC. And the Chiefs, after a really bad start, they turned their season around. And, you know, it culminated last year with both these two teams, especially on offense, having great games. Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen both threw 5 touchdown passes. Mahomes threw for over 400 yards. And the Bills, their offense in general, they became the first NFL team to ever finish a playoff game with no turnovers, no punts, and no field goals. basically they scored a touchdown on every possession up until they kneeled on the ball. So, you know, it was a great game for both teams. Both offenses went berserk, and now they're going head-to-head. One negative I can say for the Bills, at least, is they've lost 8 straight postseason games, which obviously since the Bills have barely made the postseason for the last 30 years, that dates back way back to the 90s. But, yeah, they've lost 8 straight, I should say road postseason games, not just postseason games. But, yeah, that goes all the way back to the 90s. And nonetheless, I don't think it's going to matter, man. The Bills were my pick to go to the Super Bowl. I still believe in them. I still think they are the better team than the Chiefs. And when you look at the numbers from the regular season, the Bills are the better all-around team for sure because they have the defense. They got the number one defense in the NFL in terms of points allowed, allowing just 289 points all season. The Chiefs' defense is not that good. And that being said, I think Josh Allen is going to have a huge game. I think Mahomes will have a good game too. But in the end, I think that Bills' D is going to come up with the turnover that they need late in the game. And Buffalo's going to get the victory, but it'll be a tight one. So I'm going with the Bills, and I'm going to say final score here is going to be, I'm going to say 33-26.
Okay. I'm just looking at a few of the stats from the earlier meeting when the Bills went to KC and beat them 38-20. Back on week 5. Interesting, Josh was 15 for 26. He said, oh, not that great a percentage, but he got 315 yards in those 15 completions. 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, and ran the ball 11 carries for 59 yards. So he had fun. And I remember seeing that score then and saying, wow, what's wrong with the Chiefs? And whoa. How good are the Bills? The Chiefs were struggling in September, which we never see. They were 4-0 in September every month since Andy Reid got there. And this year, the first year that they struggled with September and the beginning of October. But the Chiefs have definitely rebounded from that, put on a nice winning streak. To end the season and win the division with ease. And Buffalo, they went through some bumps, as you mentioned, but they got themselves together at the end, and we just saw the beatdown they put on the Patriots last week. So, I am looking at this game to be my first upset pick. I think the Bills might come in there and do it again. I truly do. I think Josh is just playing out of his mind. I'm a big fan of Mahomes. But I think the Bills are not going to be scared. That's the one thing. They're going to come in there as confident as they were. Hopefully they won't be overconfident. But they're going to come in there saying, we beat these guys before. We can't do it again. And we're playing at our highest, high energy right now. So I'm going to take Buffalo in a 33-29 win.
Like I said, this is going to be an interesting matchup. Like I said, these two teams know each other very well. Very well. Like I said, they met in the AFC Championship. Buffalo wasn't ready for that last year. In October, week 5, these two teams met. And Buffalo just dominated them from start to finish. But like I said, these two teams have gone through the struggles for the last throughout the year. The Chiefs did not start the season off well at all, with the defense being giving up the most points through the first 6 weeks, and their offense just didn't look that great either. But in the second half of the year, the Chiefs have given up the third least points, and that's going to matter in this matchup. Like I said, the Bills are a great defense this year. They don't give up a lot of points, and that's very important. So anything can happen. But obviously for Andy Reid, he took the Eagles, and neither of y'all brought this up. He took the Eagles to four consecutive NFC Championship games. With the Chiefs, if he wins on Sunday, he will take them to four straight AFC Championship games. And the only difference between those between the two, all of them would probably be home games potentially as well. So, like I said, so Reed's trying to do exactly what he did. And I hate to tell both of y'all this, Reed has done a better job in Kansas City than he did in Philly. Like I say, he's done a much better job than he did in Philly. You know, his worst season was 9-7. That's all you need to know. His worst season, he's missed playoffs once with a 9-7 record. I'll take that any day. But anyway, like I said, this is going to be interesting. But can they actually do that? It's going to be tough. I mean, Kansas, like I said, they didn't finish the season as good as they came down the stretch. They lost to Cincinnati, and they barely beat a game Broncos team with Drew Lock. Ugh. But like I said, at the end of the day, this is going to be a battle, and this could be the game of the week. We don't have that anymore. Locks of the week, but this could be my semi game of the week here, because this game could potentially go to overtime. In fact, any of these four games can go to overtime this week, but I have a good feeling that this is going to go to overtime. These two teams know each other too damn well, but I agree with both of y'all. I think this is Buffalo's time. I really do. And I mentioned on Wednesday's look back that both of y'all were a part of, is that whoever wins this game probably could go on to play in Inglewood on the 13th of February. So a lot on the line here, the de facto AFC Championship game in theory. But I'm going to go with the Bills as well to win in overtime. So the final score of this matchup is 37-34.
Okay, overtime. You know what? That would be perfect for this game. I would love to see this go to overtime. So this is the big game I'm looking forward to. The Saturday games, I'll watch them, of course. But if I'm busy doing something, it won't be a big deal. But both Sunday games, I'm a little more tuned into, especially the Bills and Chiefs. Yeah,
it's going to be a battle. It's going to be interesting, and we'll see what happens, you know?
Yeah, well, those Sunday games are the big draw, obviously, but you say whoever wins the Bills game is going to the Super Bowl, but don't sleep on the Chiefs. Don't sleep on the Titans, man, because you know they're the giant killers. They've beaten everybody pretty much that they've played that's good, including the Bills and the Chiefs already. So you know, don't sleep on them.
Yeah,
that's true. That is true.
Yeah, I'm not going to sleep on anybody, but I'm just looking at, but then again, like I said, we all want to look at analytics and stuff. I mean, hell, we'll see what happens, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I know some people really like this weekend, divisional round weekend, but for me, the biggest Sunday for me is Championship Sunday. I love the fact there are four teams fighting to get in that thing called the Super Bowl, and that both games are in a real home environment. Super Bowl itself is a little anticlimactic because it's a neutral site, but of course it's for a big deal, so of course I watch it. But I love next week.
Yeah, the championship day, yes. Big day for four teams, and they go for it. But we'll know by Sunday at 11, or at least Sunday night at 10, who the four teams that will fight for the opportunity. Now, before we end this episode, I'm doing this episode with very heavy heart here. My father unfortunately had a serious medical emergency today, and he's currently in the hospital. And I'm hoping that his condition is improving, but things have, you know, it's very, very serious. You know, I'll discuss it more when I get more information. But you know, we're praying for him. He's very important to me, and obviously, you know, he doesn't really have anything to do with this program in general. But obviously, he kept the phone lines working for me to continue this show. He was going to pull the plug on this, but when the phone lines,
he created you, so he's very important to this show.
Yes, and like I said, yes, you're absolutely right. But I'm hoping for the best. Like I said, it's going to be a long road, hopefully, but this guy get through the night here, and hopefully things will get better here. So I'm praying for my dad, and obviously
prayers for Mr. Allen, no doubt.
We'll do what we can.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's all we have for this episode. Like I said, y'all enjoyed it. And like I said, Kwame's doing a good job. His second real episode, and he's doing a damn good job, and he'll be back on Wednesday for the look back. Like I said, he's joining us full-time next year, but like I said, we'll see what happens here, but that's all we have. Y'all enjoy
Technicals worked out, so now we can do it.
Yeah. Like I said, we're hoping for the best here, and like I said, enjoy y'all weekend. If your team is in this, hopefully they have a chance here, unless you're Cowboy fans and you're going to be butthurt like everybody else. But anyway, that's all I have. That's all we have. And we will talk to y'all Wednesday.
See you then.